From the WCVE Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Craig Carper. In their 25th annual data book, the Annie E. Casey Foundation says there are both good and bad trends for childhood well-being in Virginia. There have been several significant improvements since 1990 in child health and education. In that year, 36% of children were in preschool versus 51% in 2011. In 1992, 31% of fourth graders could read proficiently. In 2013, that number was up to 43%. Ted Groves, Kids Count Director at the nonprofit Voices for Virginia's Children.
Children need to come to school prepared at kindergarten. They need to do well in school and become proficient readers, and by the eighth grade, be proficient in math. And they need to be proficient by the third grade, because after that, it's assumed that they know how to read.
A larger percentage of children, 91% in 2012, over 79% in 1990, are in families where the household head has a high school diploma.
The more education that the parents have, the larger the vocabulary and the better the children will be ready for reading.
Over the past 25 years, the teen birth rate has been cut in half, from 53 births per 1,000 teens to 23 per 1,000. The child and teen death rate has also nearly been cut in half over the past two decades, now at only 22 per 100,000. Groves says there have been some worrisome trends in the area of economic security and family structure. These include an increase in the number of single parents. In 1990, 23% of children were in single-parent families. In 2012, that number stands at 31%. Emily Griffey, Senior Policy Analyst for Voices for Virginia's Children.
If you look at the laws we've passed that have increased the use of safety belts and car safety seats and bike helmets, we know that we've been able to improve the rate of child injury and death during that same time period. As we continue to track this information, there is further progress that we can make. We can look to investments like investments in early childhood and the Virginia Preschool Initiative that will help to ensure our children show up at school ready to learn.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.